My name is Tara Todd. I'm 19 years old. The date is March 20th, 2019. I'm sitting here with my teammate, one of my best friends, Kinsey Forgey. We are conducting this interview in Kinsey's dorm room. Kinsey, I would like to ask you some questions in order to gain a better understanding of what it was like for you growing up and how it has impacted who you are today. Could you please begin by telling me when and where you were born and raised?
Okay, I was born in Western Kentucky, the city of Fulton. For 6 years, I lived with my mom and my grandma. And when I was six, I moved to Leslie County, Kentucky. And, yeah. And I lived with my mom and my stepdad.
Awesome. So, where you grew up, what was the environment like?
I don't know, my family's really funny, so it was like a very, like, I don't know, very like, I don't know, just a chill and funny atmosphere, like, all the time, and, yeah, that was
Do you have any siblings?
I do not have any siblings, but I do have half-brothers and sisters.
Most people have a split opinion on whether they enjoy being an only child or not. Personally, which of the two types of people are you, and why do you think that is?
I did not enjoy being an only child. I got really bored a lot, and when my friends couldn't come over, I would just, you know, be alone. So, yeah, I didn't like it.
Did you ever hang out with, like, your stepbrothers and sisters?
No, not a lot. I've met them, but, like, I never really got to, like, hang out with them and, like, grow up with them, so.
Growing up, what was your favorite memory that had the greatest impact on you?
My favorite memory?
Yeah.
And had the greatest impact on me. Wow. My favorite memory.
Or, like, one of them. Something that really stuck with you.
Okay, I'm thinking. I'm just gonna go with, my first track meet, and that's where I realized I love running. And, yeah, I'm just gonna go with that.
Okay, so I'll come back to that
later.
I'll come back to the track thing later.
Oh, you'll come back to the track thing later. Okay.
When you were a kid, what interested you? Whether it was like a certain subject at school, sport like track, and did that interest bring you closer to who you are now?
Oh, definitely. I really loved the outdoors. I was outside a whole lot, and, like, I was, like, swimming, and I was just a, you know, Girl Scout, and, yeah, I loved track, and this is a very outdoorsy person.
And with who you are today, in what ways did that impact you, too?
Oh, well, I started, working at summer camps now, and, like, I'm running track in college, and, yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, we mentioned that you run cross country and track here at University of the Kimblins, which is how I met you, and I'm thankful that I did.
Uh-huh.
And so, you mentioned that you started running track pretty early on. When did you first started running?
I started running when I was in, like, seventh grade, but I only did, like, sprints. And I finally started, like, long distance running when I was a junior in high school. So.
Which is what you do now.
Which is what I do now. Unfortunately.
So, when did you realize that you wanted to run collegiately?
I never really, like, thought about it until I was a senior, and then I started, like, getting emails from coaches, like, from colleges, and I was like, oh, maybe that could be a possibility, and I really wanted to go here, So I was like already planning on going here whether I got a track scholarship or not. But Coach Alex reached out to me and I was like, well, it's meant to be. So
in that journey, did you have like any particular person that helped guide that decision to follow running into college, like a coach or a teammate?
Parent? My team, my small cross country team, was very supportive of it, and my mom really wanted me to. And I just, yeah, everybody got really excited when I mentioned it.
That's awesome. I know that you're really close to your mom. Is she probably one of the most influential people?
Oh, yeah, my mom and my grandma. I definitely.
Did you... So, with your mom and grandma being your most influential person in your life, how did they do so for you?
My mom taught me how to work really hard in school and, like, make good grades and how it was really important to, like, do the best you can and be really humble about it when you achieve your goals and to be proud of yourself and not to be hard on yourself, even though I'm still hard on myself sometimes. But it's okay. My grandma definitely taught me how to persevere through those hard times with a smile on your face because she suffered with cancer. But even though she was, like, going through all that, she still had a smile on her face and, like, was still, like, encouraging us to stay strong through what she was going through because she knew we were hurting with her. And that taught me a lot about life and how to hang in there. Oh, that's sad. but yeah, that definitely shaped me into the person I am today because,
So outside of family and athletics, were there any teachers growing up, going through like elementary, middle school, high school, that had a major impact on you as well?
Well, I actually went to two schools growing up. I went to a private Christian school, and then I transferred to a huge public school my sophomore year. But at the private Christian school, my choir teacher and band teacher, Mr. Smallwood, definitely taught me, showed me my, or how am I going to say this, showed me that I have a love for music and like taught me everything I know about singing and, you know, playing an instrument that I like to take. But yeah, he taught me everything I know about like music and I really appreciated him for that. And he was always like very uplifting and like helped me through a lot of things. And was like a very like big Christian influence on me too and like taught me a lot of things about being a Christian and all that stuff. And yeah, he gave me a lot of opportunities to pursue music through my middle school. And
that explains your personality because you constantly sing.
Yeah, I'm always singing and dancing. And,
it's fun. You're a fun person to be around. You mentioned Christian faith. Is that it? That's a huge part of your life.
Oh, that's definitely a huge part of my life. I was saved when I was 12. I'm going to give you my testimony. I was saved when I was 12 at a Christian camp, and then I ended up working there 8th grade, and I've been working there for, like, every summer since 8th grade. And that definitely transformed my life and made me the Christian woman.
Woman?
Yeah. Definitely gave me a solid, you know, foundation of faith. Without it, I would definitely not be the person I am today.
And obviously that impacts, like, some of the stuff that you do while you're here on campus today, like Appalachian Ministries.
Yeah, Appalachian Ministries, we go out and we get the little kiddos from the apartment complexes and, like, read them Bible stories and, like, give them snacks and just, like, show them love because they come from a really hard time and, yeah, they come from really bad family.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's great that you can have that positive influence from such a young age to, like, help shape you and to be able to share that same thing with others.
Yeah. Working at a Christian camp really, like, helped me going into public school, and, like, going to a Christian school really, like, helped me go into a public school and, like, be a Christian influence onto people who, like, never really, you know, heard about Jesus and all this stuff. And I got to show them who Jesus was.
And I'm thankful that you've had that, because you've definitely helped shape me even through the experiences you've had, because you brought me to God pretty much, and we've had some deep conversations.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that you had that influence in your life. Okay, so I have one last question.
Okay.
That I can direct towards you. If you could, would you do anything differently growing up to change the outcome of where you are now?
Yeah, maybe one thing. I never really got to know, like, my biological father, because my mom and him got a divorce when I was a baby. So I never really got to know him, and that kind of, like, that, like, made it really hard to, like, for me to figure out who I am with, like, not knowing who, like, my real dad was. So, like, I don't know how, like, I'm athletically talented, because my mom is definitely not at all. And, like, I don't know, like, why I'm, like, music, like, I love music. And, like, there's just a lot of things where I'm, like, I can't see, like, why I'm like this, because I don't know, like, my biological father, like, pretty much at all. And, like, I don't know his side of the family. So, I think growing up and, like, through high school, I could have, like, reached out to him and, like, talked to him more and, like, maybe had a relationship with him. And, like, because that would have, like, I think that would have made me, like, know myself more as a person and, like, understand why I am the way I am, instead of, like, being confused sometimes to, like, as of why, you know, I do some things and, like, not understand. So, yeah, definitely, like, dig into my past more, or, like, yeah, family more.
So now that you're older, and obviously we can't, unfortunately, turn back time, as many of us probably wish we could.
Where that reset button at?
Yeah, for real. Do you still have that, like, would you ever want to get to know him, or do you think that at this point?
I really, now that, like, I think I'm at a good spot in life right now, where if I try to bring him in to my life, it might, like, I don't know, mess things up with, like, you know, me and my mom's relationship and all that stuff. So I don't know if it'd be worth it to, like, risk my relationship with my mom. And but I don't know. I think I could, but I don't know if I'm, like, strong enough to do that. Like, I have no idea, like, where he's at. Or, like, so it would take a lot of, like strength to do that, and I just don't know if I could. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate you sitting down with me and answering some questions about your life, and thank you for being honest. And
you're welcome.
I am glad to know you, and on a personal level, so thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.